can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's
gonna
cut him down.
I wanted to ask Gavin in closing where he sees the future of free speech in America. I don't think Trump has done a good enough job defending it. He didn't really defend it until he got taken off systems, and then he found out about it. I'm really concerned about censorship coming back, but Gavin's answer to that was what he talked about on Glenn Beck today. So why don't you recap what you just said during the break to me?
Well, Beck was saying this morning, he was saying, how are you going to get rid of Alex Jones? You take away InfoWars? Okay, he goes to alexjoneslive.com. All we need is a microphone and a camera. And you become unkillable, like Tommy Robinson. He has his life threatened all the time. Now he's a martyr. Now his message is amplified. You could literally shoot me and kill me, and now all of my past content is reinvigorated because people are wondering who that guy was that was killed. You get to a point when you do this after a couple of decades where your message is unkillable. Like, even I just said a microphone and a camera. Scott Adams didn't have that. He had a laptop. And he had millions of people listening to what he had to say because he became immortal. And you know, eventually cancer took him, but his message will live on forever. So I remember there was a time when they were trying to deport me back to Canada or Britain. And I'm like, I'm broadcasting from the South Bronx right now. I could be in Indonesia. Like, who cares where I'm broadcasting from? So you can't move me out of America. I mean, it would be inconvenience my children. It'd be harder to see my kids. But as far as this message goes, You can't kill it. And Tim Heidecker's always been about that. He got Sam Hyde booted off Adult Swim. You know, Ben Collins has always been about controlling the narrative. They're always about silencing people. It's powerfully un-American. And I want all these people to know, these people obsessed with silencing us, that ship has sailed. So you can cut my tongue out, but my message will always be there in eternity, because it's sort of like a sitcom. When it has like 100 episodes, it goes into syndication. Our message is in syndication mode now, and we're not. You can't silence us. Sorry.
Well, that's well said, and I can tell you our influence is stronger than ever in governments around the world, yours, mine. I mean, we really are the culture leaders. We're not the stereotypical KKK person they say we are. That's just total idiocy. We're the classical liberals, if you go back to Thomas Jefferson, type looking glass. And yeah, they're total control freaks that run around censoring everybody. That's their business. They're self-appointed by the establishment, and they're losing, and they create these giant Streisand effects. It's like when they thought, I saw Democrats who had a compilation all over national TV, when we get this mugshot in Georgia, it's over for Trump, we'll have to drop out. And I was like on air going, my God, I bet he gets 5-6 points, and he got exactly 6-point boost. People loved it. I mean, because they knew he was now an outlaw and that they were the crooks. I mean, I love the Streisand effect. Like, they couldn't have given us a better launch than the network when they're cutting all the power off tomorrow, or the internet, than for them to then jump the gun and run in with the onion declaring victory beforehand. You couldn't. I mean, they always do it. They're just crazy people. They don't think second, third, fourth order consequences. They just think one dimensionally.
They don't understand the beauty of America. And the beauty of America is fighting. It's brawling. It's right versus left. It's debate. That was in the business plan for the country before the
CNN
American Revolution.
CNN and Tite had 20 million viewers a night for Crossfire because they were actually debating.
That's what we thrive on. You become mentally obese if you don't wrestle, if you don't spar.
That's what I don't like about the neocons saying shut down anybody that disagrees with the Iran war. Hey, they can have their view. Like, you and I disagree, and I see your view and respect it. What is this? I'm seeing that out of the Trump administration, kind of a leftist attitude towards attacking people and censoring people that don't agree with them. I don't like that.
That's European. That's Marxist. That's another country. That's not America. America's
built. Yeah, I love you even more. We had a little bit of debate today. That made the show better. People get to have different ideas. Yes. Gavin, you are awesome. Censored.tv. We'll talk to you soon on the Alex Jones Network. God bless you. I want to make a massive announcement right now. I mean, this is just bonker town. What it does is just I feel 20 years younger. I'm not kidding you. Ultra Methylene Blue. Blue.
I know. Blue. I love it.
This stuff works, man.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. 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 I mean, this is just bonker town.
I know. I love it.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. 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 I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it.
This stuff works, man.
Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. It is just beyond spectacular.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, I'm just going to say this quickly. Everybody's calling, and the media's calling, and Gavin McGinnis, smart guy, but didn't know what was happening. The Democrats, Michael Bloomberg, National Gun Control Group, raised $300 million off my name, saying I was mean to families, never did any of it. They rigged two show trials, produced it by HBO, got a $1.5 billion judgment. In Connecticut, $47 million or whatever in Texas. Then the federal and state court saw it and been holding it up, saying that none of this was done. You need basically new trials. And so this is all crawls through there. And then the Onion had a fake auction a year and a half ago that wasn't real. The federal judge struck it down, said it looked illegal because good guys want to buy it. They don't want us to stay on air. And so now they announced 2 weeks ago they owned us again, not even a court hearing, no paperwork, no nothing. And then we looked into the people taking over the Onion, and there were creative directors, like all this pro-pedophile, like super hardcore stuff, terms I went and looked up, I didn't even know about, and I know a lot about these people. I mean, just truly sick scum that are all into censorship and control, used to run MSNBC's censorship bureau, trying to get everybody taken off the air, the Brian Stelter counterpart at MSNBC. And so then we went to the appellate court, which is three women, Democrats, and they said, yeah, and blocked it and said they've got to have hearings and they got to show all their proof. They violated our rights. It just goes on and on. And so they're busy trying to spin that right now. But we have to go because the receiver appointed by the same judge, because they couldn't do it in the federal court, isn't paying the bills. There's plenty of money to pay for the electricity and the satellite uplinks and the encoders and the internet. It's already been turned off. It's just that the providers haven't turned it off yet. In fact, I was surprised we made it till today. I've been saying the last month. I said a month ago, I think they're going to shut us down May 1st. That's how it's lining up. This is a communist holiday. I was right. Then we learned 2 weeks ago that was their plan. The Onion, they're here in town right now. These guys have come here, and they're going to be at this hearing that's already been canceled but isn't canceled because the judge has been blocked. I mean, it is just another disaster for these lunatics. And so I'm going to play a short clip kind of detailing some of this. We're going to go to a Jamie Kennedy, big fan of his, jamiekennedy.com, great comedian, a bunch of big movies, you name it, and to get his take on the things that are happening here in the world. And then Myron Gaines is going to be joining us coming up in studio. But I'm going to go until 9 o'clock tonight. We got a bunch of other huge guests. We're getting into all the politics, the world, all of it. But here's this short clip. So, because I've been sitting here for an hour, I got to take a piss. And then we're going to come right back. And after this clip's over, we'll play a funny little skit about a minute and a half long from Jamie Kennedy. So stay with us and share those feeds.
The satirical news site The Onion is launching a new plan to take over right-wing conspiracy theorist Alex Jones' website, InfoWars. The goal? To transform the site that was used to peddle lies into a parody.
Our clowns are soft to the touch. They're soft to the touch.
Did you make a mess of our child clowns?
Bring them back dirty. We'll hose them off.
I'm going to have to put them in cages they can't see through.
Hey, this is Gabriel.
Hey, I made him. He's fresh. No, not a good time right now.
I'm going to have to bury him in the back if he keeps acting like this.
There are no rules on international waters. It's a child clown. Rent the clown. Do what you like.
also want to play for you some of what the CEO of The Onion, Ben Collins, told my colleague Rachel Maddow last night.
We look forward to infesting your social media feeds with caricatures and grotesqueries of the very people who have ruined our media ecosystem over the last 10 years.
My boys only eat the finest, softest meat.
Is that the hope that those caricatures and grotesqueries, as Ben puts it, offer not just laughs, but a counter to the misinformation that's been out there, put out there by people exactly like Alex Jones?
These child clowns come hungry as a horse!
The first thing a child clown will look for is food. Child clowns are not fed in their clown boxes, so expect them to arrive very hungry.
My child clowns are blind. They'll eat anything.
Your child clown may be reluctant to perform in an amusing fashion. We recommend Steve Mahanahan's child clown poison spray.
It keeps them sick, but not too sick. Too much poison, you got a dead clown in your hands. It's useful.
We also think that The Onion's use of humor and satire to reach that same audience and perhaps bring some of them out of the dark could be a really beneficial use of a platform that has been used for, you know, really ill purposes for a long time.
You hungry, doggy boy?
Yeah, I'm hungry, but don't call me doggy boy.
Oh, don't call me sir. Why don't you call me daddy? Say yes, daddy.
Yes, daddy.
Does that sound good to you, Uncle Reg?
Yeah, okay.
You're going to be my son?
I am going to make a big announcement right now, and that might affect our relationship, Ben. I am pledging myself to Satan and to the Prince of Darkness.
Oh, I read about this last night on a website.
Chris Maddie, keep us posted. It's always good to have you on the show. Thank you.
Where's your boyfriend at now?
He's in San Francisco.
Doing what?
He works on the ferry.
He works on the ferry?
Yeah.
You know where I'm going. You know where I'm going.
I'm sorry?
You know where I'm going.
I don't understand.
Yes, you do.
Because he's a fairy? Because he's gay?
I didn't say that. Is that what you said? That's it.
I'm sorry. And what? In Pulp Fiction?
Yeah, remember Pulp Fiction?
Yes.
Remember when the gold light came out?
Oh, yes.
You know what it was?
No.
It's in your mind. It's in your mind.
Okay.
So I didn't say fairy. You said he work on a ferry.
He does, it's a ferry. Yes. He works on...
It's a ferry, like a ferret?
No.
A ferret?
A boat.
Yeah, but you know what a ferry is?
A ferret?
Ferret.
Yes.
You said fairy.
Yes.
But it's a ferry.
It's a ferry.
Ferry.
I'm sorry.
Ferry?
He works on a ferry.
How you say?
Ferry?
Ferry.
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 I can understand what you said.
Ferry!
A ferry, yes. He works on a ferry.
You said he worked on a ferry.
Yes.
A ferry is something you see in a Disney movie.
It's a boat.
Or a ferry.
Not a ferret, no.
Do you think he stole it? Has he stolen shit from you before? You borrow socks?
He's used my groceries.
Use your groceries? You can't use a grocery. You eat
he
a grocery.
He ate my groceries.
He ate your groceries?
Yes.
That's dumb.
That's from the J.B. Kennedy Experience. So much of his stuff I've seen and love. It's great to get to meet him via video link here on Zoom. Jamie Kennedy, jamiekennedy.com. I'm going to read his whole bio. He's a comedian, actor, writer, known for his breakout role in Randy Meeks in Scream and Scream 2. He first gained attention in Romeo and Juliet alongside Leonardo DiCaprio before becoming household name in Jamie Kennedy Experiment, which became the WB's highest rated show. It just goes on from there. So I'm not going to read his whole bio and what he's properly doing today. Jamie Kennedy, it's good to have you here with us, jamiekennedy.com. Wow, what a crazy world. You sent a lot of topics, air conditioning crisis, new movie, Wingman, Illuminati, political leaks, the Kimmel situation. Where do you want to start? Because I wanted to talk about Kimmel before I even knew you were coming on. I wanted to ask you about that.
Okay, first of all, I just want to say it's an absolute honor to meet you, Alex. I listen to you all the time. You are out here saying things that people don't want to say, and you are so pushed back against, so you have to wonder why. And so I just want to tell you, you're a great voice in the sea of psychoses.
Well, I appreciate that, brother. It's an honor.
And I want to say the simplest thing is because your producer asked different things, and
I just discovered something 20 minutes ago at the coffee shop. So, and I just brought it up on my phone, is Polymarket did this prediction that the number one leading candidate for the mayor is this woman, Nitya Raman. And my tweet was, I've never even heard of her until just now. And then I saw a clip going, I do remember who this is. And the only thing I've seen about her is that she was a woman who said, I don't think homeless tent encampments would affect schools if they were 500 feet away. So basically, she's encouraging encampments to be around schools. And I'm like, what? This is lunacy. So apparently she's leading the LA mayor race, which is, I never even heard of her.
Well, they just tell you who's leading, and then we know California is 100% election fraud. The only counties that stay red are counties that have always been Republican, and then they come and indict all those local officials, including federal, to kick them out. That's the project. The truth is, I don't think really any cities are actually blue, except for the key leftist districts, and that's what people have got to wake up to.
Yeah, I mean, look, Alex, I live in Los Angeles. I just purchased my third home here. I mean, I've lived in three different homes. I only own one, but I tripled down. You know, I think that L.A. is one of the crown. It's the crown. You know, I love Texas as well, and I love New York. I know it's going through it, but L.A. is a crown of the United States, and it's so tarnished right now, but I love it. And there's a lot of people that are sneakily have a lot of opinions that their virtue signaling friends do not know about. I want you to know that. And there's a lot of people in Hollywood that really want to see change and believe in basic borders and believe in the police and believe in common sense practices. And they're not sharing that publicly. And that's what does a disservice. That's what messes up, because since we've been for so long the voice of the media out here, which is now it's been disrupted by you and other people like yourself who've been really strong voices, they put out misinformation. And so I love this city, and I want to try to show some common sense.
Oh, there's no doubt. I've been to almost every state. California's the most beautiful state, and it's been running the ground. I mean, how bad is it going to get before it gets better, though?
Well, I mean, Alex, I want to do a live feed. I want, because I use a Lime scooter all the time. I get on it. I get my coffee. And when I go, you know the area, from Gardner to La Brea on Sunset, home of some of the greatest record places, some of the studios, Netflix. Netflix is doing something amazing, which I will say is they're buying so much of Hollywood. And they are completely redoing it. So where Netflix is like this Blade Runner, beautiful buildings, unbelievable security, super screens that are like unbelievably high tech. And then 3 feet away is The Walking Dead. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
it's
I know.
Season 10. And so what's fascinating is it's dystopia. It really is.
Oh, listen, I've been recently out in LA on, you know, let's just say behind the scenes work to save the country. And you'll be up in some giant house, looks like George Jetson's, and it's totally beautiful. And like owls are doing mating dances while you eat dinner outside, flying around. And then they're like, LA isn't that bad, Alex. And I go, yeah, when you're up here, it's not that bad.
Yeah, when you're in Bel Air, you're right at the top of a mountain, or you're in the top of a condo. Like, yes. But Sunset, by the way, is the biggest business is this company called For a Lease. You understand? Like, there's so many things closed. And so it is the homeless situation is literally like I drive around it. And there's, of course, there's people that it's unfortunate. There's bad things that have happened to people. And
well, I'm sure you've seen how big Skid Row is. It goes on for block after block after block in all directions. I mean, the most hellish thing I've ever seen is the big Skid Row by the police department. Have you been down in there?
The one downtown?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that is now its own city. That's starting to look like Escape from New York or the sequel L.A. But what I'm saying, Alex, is that block from Gardner all the way up to the new Raising Cane's, okay? It's encampment, it's drugs. There's a guy, you see, like, screwdriver weapons. Yes, and there's unfortunate people. And there's a church there.
So you're saying this area is even worse than the classic Skid Row.
Exactly. Okay, that's Skid Row, and that's always been oddly accepted in California. But I'm saying Sunset now is starting to look like that for 6 or 7 blocks across from Hollywood High. And it's completely wild. And if people are just, you know, keeping their car windows rolled up, blacked out windows, not addressing it, just trying to avoid, ordering DoorDash, not going out. And someone like me, who just bought a property, I'm driving around. I want to see what's going on. And like I said, there are people that have had terrible situations that it's unfortunate, but there's also a lot of men.
Believe me, I've seen a lot of horrible stuff, but when I went with some off-duty police down a few years ago, we got video of it, to the classic Skid Row around the police department. We were walking for like hours and it never ended. And I'm not going to go back into describing it, but I saw stuff that can never get out of my head. The smells and the young women, you see, they're just getting off the bus on drugs, being picked up by the pimps and the Escalades and the drug dealers and the people just throwing their rotting chicken out on the ground and maggots all over the place. And then you're walking by a tent and there's two trannies that look like literal dead zombies having sex. I mean, it is just, I have seen hell.
No, it's absolutely awful. And what's terrible is that people who have money are not speaking up, and they just want to look good in front of their fake friends, as opposed to actually attacking the situation.
Well, let's talk about the cure to that. We have other issues. I know what it is. The NGOs, not just here, in Europe, they go sign people up that are on drugs, all of it. Don't get them out of the trouble. Sign them up for a bunch of extra welfare and corporate stuff and NGO money. Then they scoop and farm most of the money off the top, and then they basically keep them in drugs and keep them in fentanyl until they finally die. And so they're farming this. They bring in the illegal aliens, and they farm them and make them work, but then sign them up for welfare and take a big cut off the top. They are farming these people.
It's terrible. But Alex, you know what's wild is it is fixable. There's this city called Burbank. I'm sure you've heard of it.
Yes.
Burbank, you don't see one encampment. Okay. If you run a traffic light, if you do a rolling stop, you get pulled over. Burbank is very intense and it's quiet and it's clean. Also, Beverly Hills, now it's obviously a different tax bracket, but they crack down, okay? And the city of WeHo does try to crack down. They're fighting a lot of stuff. So it is doable. It's just a matter of where the funds. But when $26 billion or something like that is given to the homeless problem, and homeless is, ask any person, I've been here for 36 years, okay? Ask anybody in my world. I've been here since the 80s. If this is the worst it has ever been, it is 100%.
But it's not a failed plan. It's not a failed plan. It's designed to undermine the society. It's Cloward and Piven, and designed to make the NGOs money. So shifting into the fires, we're a year and a half into this. They still aren't handing out many of the permits. They've all been caught lying. Newsom has seized control for a UN smart city for the Olympics. They're still not cutting down brush if there's another fire. They drain purposely the fire reservoir. I don't want to just see Newsom out of power. I want to see his ass in prison. How pissed off are people about the Palisades fire?
Oh, it's absolutely terrible. I drove through it. It's horrific. It looks like Beirut. And I've been to Beirut. I've done shows there. And half of Beirut, there is a part of Beirut that's very nice and thriving in nightclubs. And then the other half looks like a war zone. And the Palisades, you can drive, okay, on Sunset by Amalfi, and you see nothing but brown, and the trees are these just sticks. It's absolutely horrific. And, you know, there's so many different things that went wrong, as you know, but everyone's furious. They are trying to rebuild, but they had to get, like, the super toxic, like, army people to clear the ground, which hope it is cleared because there was asbestos. Some of these houses were from the 40s, and a lot of older people that really had property for generations lost everything. And what's horrific is, besides the reservoirs and all of the mismanagement with all the different fires and the hydrants, the smelt. One of these things is the smelt. The stuff wasn't there because of this fish. And Newsom wasn't taking credit. He was going, well, that's a local issue. If there's no water, that's local. They got to get their stuff together completely through.
But it's the state that blocked. It's the state that blocks everybody getting the reservoir water. Yeah, he's an absolute damn liar. What do you make of him being the golden boy who they want to try to install, the Pelosi nephew, for the rest of the country? He wants to California America.
Well, first of all, I'm finished on that. Is a lot of those fires, as you know, were intentionally set as well. You can't have a fire from the Palisades already pop up in Hollywood Hills. That's just crap. Okay, that's a lie. But from you, I learned that how all of these people are related, and I did believe, I learned that he is related to Pelosi. So yes, they want to pick him. No one, Alex, in their right mind. Now, I live in Hollywood. Okay, but I travel this country doing conventions, doing comedy, and the common sense folk, normal people, waitresses, truck drivers, people that, you know, do DoorDash, people that are valets, nobody wants this. Okay, they want normal policies. They want safe neighborhoods. They want normal things. So, yes, if he wants the California America, no one's going to go for it because it's not the California we know. So I don't think that people will want that, but I mean, I don't know what the outreach is and what the power is, but there's no way. But this state is absolutely blue. Is that Democrat blue? Yeah, it's absolutely blue. But there's a ton of hidden red. Yeah, dude, what is that dance he's doing?
He was talking about how he's going to steal everybody's property, and he just gets really happy, a little snake.
Yes. Alex, what about the This has Lanai 2.0 written all over it. Like didn't they just give a bunch of approvals for low income housing in Malibu?
That's right.
So, I mean, you know the drill. You're the master at this. This is a land grab.
Yeah, what they do is they're going to build big, huge high rises, put third world populations in them, and then also super mansions. They pulled most of the insurance the months before so that people couldn't afford to rebuild. This was a planned, bureaucratically, basically warfare system, bureaucratic terrorism. And I said after the Lahaina in Maui, I said, what's the other most expensive property? And I said, well, they're going to burn down Palm Beach. So the other thing is the Palisades. And then we saw it was a 15-minute city designated. Well, people weren't selling their houses to build all this stuff for the Olympics. So magically, all these fires start, and they don't send more fire trucks till the morning. They knew exactly what they were doing.
No. And you have Steve Guttenberg out there, God bless him, directing traffic. I mean, he was like, you have people like him trying to help people get out. And they're just like, leave your cars, leave your house unlocked, don't get anything. I mean, it was absolutely insane. Everyone is absolutely furious. We do not trust our government.
Yeah, we can't forget what they did, and they'll keep doing it more. I want to come back and talk about the new movie, Wingman of the Illuminati, political takes, the Kimmel situation, and more.
Everything I sell to you works. Obviously, that's the goal. So that you get it, and you like it, and you want to get it again. Everything I sell to you, we put deep research into, and I personally use. Now, I've been promoting zeolites for decades with great sponsors because they really work. I'm going to tell you what they are. Well, Bigly, our sponsor, has a really high quality private label top selling brand that we were able to private label we're bringing to you right now. With the unprecedented toxins in the environment, with the chemtrailing, all the garbage in the food, it is more important than ever to take zeolites on a regular basis. But not all zeolites are created equal. This is really a high quality zeolite. Please do your own research. And then go to theoliveshowstore.com and secure our high-quality zeolite formula. Now let's go over just some of the incredible facts. We're swimming in toxins every single day. Metals from the air, chemicals in the food and water. Your body needs help binding and eliminating this garbage before it builds up and destroys your cells. Inner zeolite detox defense. Advanced binding agent. This isn't some gimmick.
Zeolite is a naturally occurring volcanic mineral with a unique cage-like crystalline structure that acts like a molecular trap. Through ion exchange and absorption, it selectively grabs positively charged toxins, heavy metals, ammonia, and other unwanted compounds while letting beneficial minerals stay put. Then it escorts them straight out of your system through your gut. Paired with folic acid, it also supports healthy mineral transport and cleaner internal environment. Users report feeling lighter, more balanced, and clear-headed with consistent daily use. Just one dose a day gives you 60 full servings of detox support. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't steer you wrong. You know that. If you love our methylene blue, if you love our bovine colostrum, if you love the other incredible products like our T3 iodine, you are going to love this Zeolite detox formula. Secure yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you haven't checked out the other supplements like our methylene red that's proprietary to us, our ultramethylene blue that is on record the strongest and the best, then check it out today. And while you're there, check out the widest selection of Patriot apparel, baseball caps, t-shirts, hoodies, you name it, to spread the word of freedom in America and worldwide. Bottom line, thanks for keeping us on the air over the years. We're facing some of the biggest challenges ever to stay on the air. But thanks to you standing with us as our partners in the InfoWar, we are stronger than ever. So thank you so much for your support. Now please visit thealexjonesstore.com today. And if you want to get massive discounts on all the supplements, sign up as a subscriber. Lock in your orders in the future. You can cancel any time. So all you're really locking in is the massive discounts. Same thing with VIPs. Cancel any time. $30 a month. Get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers, special sales on everything. So if you're buying anything at thealexjonesstore.com, you should be a VIP. Thank you so much for your support. Now secure your Zeolite formula now at thealexjonesstore.com. The big health guy, you're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene blue before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. It doesn't work. Tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now, thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I was thumbing from Montgomery. I had my guitar on my back. When a stranger stopped beside me in an antique Cadillac. He was dressed like 1950, half drunk and hollow-eyed. He said, it's a long walk to Nashville. Would you like to ride, son?
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I sat down in the front seat. He turned on the radio. And them sad old songs coming out of them speakers was solid country gold. Then I noticed the stranger was ghost white pale when he asked me for a light.
You know, I'm glad we're playing these images of Texas back in the 70s and 80s.
Strange about this
California was just as cowboy and rancher and gold rushes as we were. They were redder in the 70s and 80s than Texas. Texas is very close to election fraud, scamming, and illegal immigration going blue. So Texans better take it seriously and be more like Florida. David Allen Coase, singer who personified outlaw country, dead at 86. That was a real outlaw right there of the outlaw country. I mean, something else. Motorcycle gangs. Had the IRS after him decades, lived in a cave. And you're listening to him right now. Crank it up.
This is where you get off, boy, because I'm going back to Alabama. As I stepped out of that Cadillac, I said, Mr. Many thanks. He said, you don't have to call me mister. The whole world called me Hank.
I'm going back to Jamie Kennedy, really smart He's a very successful actor, comic, a lot of hilarious stuff he does. I wanted to get into Jimmy Kimmel because this is a criticism I have of Trump. He thinks dinosaur media like CNN and Fox are important. And Fox has some viewers, but nothing compared to even some of the top podcasts are way bigger. And then he comes out and says, we'll take the license, you know, of ABC and other channels that have these comedians, not just him, but Colbert, he doesn't like. And Kimmel didn't death threat him. He made a joke saying, too bad, you know, he's so old that Melania will be a widow soon. And Trump even made a joke with the King of England about that, about, oh, look, the Queen was married 62 years. Melania, I'll never make it that far. Too bad I'll be dead. So there's a lot of leftists calling for his death, and that is illegal. Nothing's done there. And then he's out there boosting Kimmel's ratings that were so low by calling for him to be censored, and Melania's doing it, and then he just does this over and over again. What's your view on Jimmy Kimmel?
Listen, I've done Jimmy's show multiple times, at least 15 times. He's always been a really good guy to me, gracious. I played his comedy club. It's an amazing club in Vegas. But I will say, over the last, I don't know, you would tell me, 8, 10, 12 years, it's completely political, one-sided. Not the way it was when I was growing up when we had Johnny Carson who made fun of everybody. So my take is that you have to look at this. People say, listen, you should not cancel a show for a joke. We cannot do that. But also a joke that was done in 48 hours like he would have had predictive powers. You know what I mean? So that's just, you know, that it didn't, that's not correct. So the thing is that you have to look at what the show is. People came and said, oh, Trump got Colbert canceled. Colbert was being paid, I believe, $20 or $25 million a year, plus it cost another, I don't know, $40-30 million to run it, and it was losing money. This is documented that it was losing money.
I think it was losing $20-something million. The point is exactly, and it almost saved Colbert when Trump attacked him. I mean, Kimmel's ratings were in the toilet. He got tripled his ratings back when Trump attacked him. The point is he's not going to get fired. For Trump, you can't have the FCC coming in and trying to take over ABC because that's what the Democrats have been behaving like.
No, well, but a couple of things. Let's go back and forth. So the show that I'm on, one of them, it's called Funny You Should Ask, and Comics Unleashed. It does 57% better, than Colbert. Okay, that's going to replace it. Okay.
Oh, good.
And I liked Colbert, but he also just became too political. So Kimmel.
Oh, wow. So the show, your show, one of your big shows, it's replacing Colbert. I didn't know that.
Yes. And so Kimmel should not be canceled for a joke. The FCC should not take over ABC. But the other thing is, this is ABC could just say, we don't like what you did, right? And you could say, I mean, it's been a 28-year run. I am not for canceling comedy at all. And the
but not
FCC,
having viewers, it's basically canceled itself. That's my point. But Trump doesn't understand he's resuscitating dead shows.
Correct. I believe that Kimmel is a lost leader at this point, meaning he's had a great run. Disney makes money a lot of other ways. I don't think they're making money on the show. I believe that it's just a newspaper for them because he just says a lot of talking points.
Exactly. It's a lost thing. Just like all the big news divisions were always a loss because it was the propaganda the government wanted. But going back to that, because I totally agree with you, Kimmel used to be extremely funny. And I always told people that know him, he's a fan, a listener. He said nice things about me on Howard Stern. I think Alex is funny.
And a good guy.
But then starting about 9 years ago, they admit the Democrats write talking points daily that are given to his writers. They've got a deal. So what killed his show, same thing with Colbert, it was becoming literal mouthpieces.
Yeah, I mean, once I saw the dancing needles on Colbert, I was like, I mean, that couldn't write itself. Alex, that's insane. Big needle came in and it was like, here you go. You know, take your shot. Like that was something SNL would parody, but it became it. So, yeah, I mean, I think that you listen, it's had a good run. We'll see what happens. But, oh, here's what I want to say. Do you know when I do shows all the time? I go on TV. Do you know? And I go Sirius XM. Do you know what happens to me, Alex? They say, oh, well, don't talk about this. Don't talk about that. So all the bleeding clutch, pearl grabbing libs, I want you guys to know that we don't have free speech. We don't have it because when I go on TV and I do a talk show, there are things that they will not let me talk about. Okay. When I go on other radio shows, there are things that I'm not allowed to talk about. So we're all somewhat censored. So, I mean, I think people are hypocritical not realizing that.
Well, that's the thing. And I know a lot of podcasters, a lot of talk shows. This even goes on to lower level YouTube and Spotify and to the highest levels of it. And that's Inside Baseball, but I'll talk about it, so I won't. But my episodes and 140 others were removed when Rogan went to Spotify. And that was just the deal. But I was talking to another guy who goes, yeah, my show's getting popular. So now YouTube's calling up to be his buddy, wants to help him boost things. And now Spotify is. And I said, watch, they're going to start boosting you, telling you they are. And then in a couple months, they're going to come to you and start telling you who to not have on. Because I've already been through that. Of course, told them to screw off. But that's exactly how this works.
I mean, you're the greatest example of being censored. So it is to act like all these people are saying free speech and free speech. Listen, I'm a fan, obviously, of comedy and free speech, but I'm also, I just think that there's just not fairness in the media anymore. I just think it's become so clear. I mean, listening to you, but also then you're like, so you say something that sparks an idea in my mind, and I start looking at it. I'm like, you're 100% right. Like, this is insanity. Like,
yeah,
that's
why they don't like me, because I say things that people are already thinking about, or I point out something that's just common sense that's not getting attention, and people agree with it, not because I brainwashed them, but because it's just common sense.
Yeah, it just triggers something in me that wakes me up. But like Kim, like I will say though, does Kimmel ever have a person who might be just to the right a little bit? He only had the MyPillow guy. That's it. That
and by
is
the way, he had
it.
High ratings,
I mean,
on
that's
that,
not
and they made
fair.
Him. They made him do it in the claw machine. You know, where you get the toys, and because Lindell is so sweet, he did it. And then they begged him back because the ratings were so high. Because Kimmel couldn't help it but be nice to him because the guy's lovable.
Yeah, he is. So, you know, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen, but yeah, the FCC, but Alex, tell me when I'm wrong, because the FCC, isn't it controlled by the people?
It's controlled by the Board of Governors that the president puts in, and I can tell you, I probably see. Here's the deal: I don't have any secrets other than things I've been in private meetings that is in confidence. I can get into it, but I've gone there. But let's just say this: the FCC is way more powerful than people know. It's like the State Department; it controls the CIA. You never hear about it, but domestically, they're not supposed to be operating domestically. They are. When I had the richest man in the world at the time, it was Elon Musk, through these law firms. I was already in D.C. They said, "Come to this thing." And they said, listen, you're about to get sued. This is 8 years ago. You're about to get destroyed. You will need to come work for us. And here's this whole plan. You'll get $50 million a year personally. Or all these things are about to happen to you. And I had to agree. It was off record meeting. And then they're like, just let you know how real this is. Oh, these people are really nice. And this person is the such and such. And they literally, I'm not going to say it. You just said the name of the group. Literally then talked to me and said, no, this is guaranteed. So, see, what people don't understand is during the Cold War, Operation Mockingbird and beyond with the CIA, they controlled everything that was on TV. They controlled what could be said, what could be done. They had to review the scripts. That's what McCarthyism was really about, was getting full control of that. This is way beyond McCarthyism. And everything was done to me. And then as a test case, everybody else now is beyond. It's like 20 times McCarthy. And here's the left carrying it out. But Trump didn't know that he really controls the corporate media. And, I mean, most major newspapers with these secret deals that go back to the 40s and laws like the Smith-Month Act getting repealed so they could do it even more. Trump then figured out, wait, I really control all this? So that's why you see it's like sarcastic because they're told to do it. CNN now being so pro-Trump and saying 100% agree with Trump and fake polls. That's because Trump finally figured out the CIA controls it and he's controlling a lot of it. So, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's not worse. You know, listen, I met with representatives of the FCC and the CIA. I mean, they had me in and said, look, we're about to destroy you. I mean, so that's how real this is.
What? Okay. I mean, like, the only person
you know
on
I told
CNN
them? I said, you're going to lose in the end, and I'm not for sale. And they said, you're making a big mistake. Sorry, go ahead.
So wait, you did not take the $50 million, obviously.
No, and I still have some of those meetings, and so I don't want to say the names. I mean, and a lot of them are freaked out now. I've had some meetings. They're just asking me for 3 hours what I think about things. So, I mean, yeah, it's because they know I'll have meetings of confidence. I've had quite a few over the years. And it used to be like the head of Clear Channel or Roger Ailes trying to get me to sell out to Fox. You know, that's why they control conservatives. And I never did that. And then the offers got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. But yeah, that's how it works. Oh, I've been offered national TV shows on Fox Nightly. I've been taken up on the mountain by Satan. And I don't tell that story to brag. It's just that listeners need to understand that. And then you saw what I got for not selling out, though. I mean, within weeks of me leaving that meeting, all the lawsuits started.
Yeah, so you didn't take the money, and then the persecution began. So as for your viewers to listen, so I understand what you're saying and how much I believe that is, you know, the only person I listen to on CNN is Scott Jennings. I think he makes a lot of sense. He's common sense, right? And I always feel like there's a panel of six people always out to get him. MSNBC, there's not one representative from anyone remotely on the right. Now, Fox, I do Fox. I do Fox and Friends. I do, you know, Varney and Co. I've done Gutfeld. They book me. CNN won't even return my publicist emails or MSNBC. So it's not like we don't reach out. I would like to be on everything. So I just want to let you know that right-leaning news is much more open to booking left-leaning people than the vice versa.
And you know why? Because we try to get leftists on. They won't come on. Remember, how did Tucker go from being successful to number one? Was he for what could convince liberals to come on, remember? On Fox.
Mm-hmm.
And he would then destroy them, and then they stopped doing it after a few years. He had to shift formats. But yeah, we would love to have crazy leftists on. Man, it's entertaining.
It's great, but they are very much like my ball, my bat, I'm going home. Like they don't, you have to play by their rules.
Who's the fat Hispanic, crazy looking goblin training that, you know, gets hundreds of millions of views, but everybody's making fun of them? I mean, I would love to have those people in the studio. I mean, it's entertaining as hell.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know enough about Katie Porter, but the little bit I'm watching in her meltdown videos, I'm like, how did this woman get in this position that she's one of the candidates for governor? Like, I know nothing about her, but she just if anyone on the right had those meltdown videos, they would be disqualified.
Well, I haven't talked to Spencer Pratt in forever. I ran him like 10 years ago in Hawaii and with paparazzi, we ended up on the People magazine, but that was real. Like the People magazine runs up on snorkeling. He goes, hey, take a photo with me. But I used to have him and his wife on. I don't even know they're together now. But I suddenly see him pop up for mayor, and he's actually pretty articulate. I live in a trailer. They burned my place down. I'm going to get rid of these people. Mm-hmm. So he definitely, what do you think of him?
Spencer's great. He's common sense, but here's what you have to understand. He's a California boy. Okay, he grew up here. He grew up in the West Side, okay? He gets it, and he really lost everything. People say, oh, he's got a family with money and stuff. Yes, he's fortunate to have his parents and stuff, and he can help, you know, they can help him out as he's going through this crisis, but he doesn't have to jump in. He doesn't have to say his voice, okay? But he really does care about LA.
I wish Mel Gibson would just be the mayor for 6 months. He'd turn it around.
Yeah, I mean, he is a person that has celebrity, but he's also in the trenches. So I he's got my vote. I think he's amazing. He's a great guy. And I just think that it's just crazy that people don't understand that he's of the city. He was born. He was raised here. And so, I mean, like the ad, like you saw, is true. I mean, the other people aren't part of it, you know? So
see if you can find the Spencer Pratt mayoral ad, L.A. I might have even said it to you.
Watch this ad.
I got here late today. I'm normally here early, and I'm dealing with lawyers and crap because they're trying to shut us down. So I got ready for 30 minutes in a 2 hours. So I'm just like, usually I have my video list that I send them, and I haven't even had time to go over it. And I think I sent you the Spencer Pratt clip. Just go to X, type in Spencer Pratt Spencer Pratt runs for mayor. Some of the other topics. What is the new movie Wingman? And then what's your take on the Illuminati?
Well, there's two different things. Yeah, you're like.
Well, we're running out of time here, so I want to get it all. Yeah.
Well, Wingman is a good movie. It's a throwback to comedy, the way it was. Harlan Williams, brilliant, brilliant comedian. He wrote it, directed it, starred in it. I co-starred in it with him. It's basically about a guy who is hired by nerds to help pick up women. You know, old school, but it's a throwback to the 90s, you know, late 80s comedies. And we had to make it independently because no studio wanted to touch it. Kayla is our wonderful, one of our stars, the star of Landman. And it's going to be great. It's loud. And we just do a lot of jokes that you couldn't do today. So we were like, let's go for it. And that comes out May 26th.
Speaking of Illuminati, though, I mean, have you ever run into the satanic Illuminati stuff in Los Angeles?
No. No. And here's what I want to say, though. But I 100% believe they exist. And again, like you said, you wake people up, okay? You say things that make you look at things differently. And as I listen to you, then I go back and look at things and I go, oh, that's weird. And the easiest thing to spot is symbolism. There is symbolism everywhere. There's symbolism right down the street on Hollywood Boulevard, the different buildings, hieroglyphics, all of this stuff. Jay Dyer and his wife, Jamie, have really educated me on this. And it's
just, and all the major cities, all this Illuminati stuff that goes back hundreds of years, but then it's done modern, pointing at other clues around the city, and it's all this big message.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know how they say Washington is the shape of one big pentagram? I mean, you can look that up. And so, yes, I've never been invited, and I always tell people, it's maybe because I stopped at the after party, because you go to, like, the party, like, let's say you go to the MTV, and then you go to the MTV party after that. And then there's an after party, but then there's the after party. And that's like probably the weird party. But also I feel that I just maybe have something in me that they go, well, this guy's not going to roll with us. Maybe I have a light.
Yeah, you're not
energy.
A creep. Come on, my God. Yeah, I never got big into Hollywood, but they courted me and I got taken to some A-list parties. And a couple times be like 2 a.m. and the person say, we need to get out of here. It's about to get crazy. And I'm like, what do you mean? And they're like, yeah, it's just not time to get out of here. So.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, so there's a lot of fun things that could happen. You know, people can, you know, go out and drink and, you know, if you want to smoke weed or whatever, go for it. But I haven't seen the dark things, and I'm very fortunate that I haven't. But do I believe? Mm-hmm. My question is, I was arguing with somebody the other day about this. I believe this world is run by the satanic practice, and we have to fight for the good, but maybe
there's
I'm
no
wrong.
Doubt. Well, I never really saw Satanism in Hollywood, but I did see it in Dallas, Texas. And so,
really,
oh, yeah, I've talked about it late before. I mean, you can find it online, it's just unbelievable. But yeah, no, I it's more of the eyes wide shut variety. Rich people definitely is going on.
Well, that thing that you talk about with all of the, you know, the bloodlines and all of the different things of that, like, I do believe there's a few powerful people that run everything, and I believe they put all these hidden messages in plain sight. That's what I
100%. Here's the Spencer Pratt for mayor ad. It's the best ad I've seen. Here it is.
This is where Mayor Bass lives. You notice something? Or here, where Nithya Raman's $3 million mansion sits. They don't have to live in the mess they've created where you live. This is where I live. They let my home burn down. I know what the consequences of failed leadership are. That's why I'm running for mayor. For my sons and the rest of us Angelenos that want to stop these corrupt politicians from destroying our city. We are going to get the golden age of Los Angeles back.
I love it. We're going to try to get Spencer on. I used to have his number. I looked. I can't find it. All right. Well, Jamie Kennedy, thank you so much for the time. It's been amazing. And hopefully next time I'm out in that neck of the woods, we get together.
I would love it, brother. I'd love to buy you a steak. Thank you so much.
Love you, brother. Take care.
God bless you, brother.
All right. We've got a real barn burner coming in here. Formerly with ICE, with a federal officer. Myron Gaines, you don't want to miss this. I did his podcast in Miami, the top of like a 70-story building. It was crazy. That he's in studio. That's coming up. I didn't plug last hour, even though we're doing a fundraiser today. Last day of InfoWars. Again, we may come back. They've been defeated so many times, but I don't know. They're turning the internet off. So tomorrow's the day. It's been crazy, and we've survived so much, people don't take it serious. I almost don't. It's like surreal this is going on, but I do need your support. Today's the last day that you'll be able to purchase InfoWars gear. Or it's technically tomorrow. And that means all the classic InfoWars t-shirts, we have some new designs, the 7076 on the right shoulder, got another run of the Faraday bags that sell out so quickly, that's got a limited edition Punisher, resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. We have the new super strong, even stronger, from the same company, but I guess it's concentrated, methylene blue gummies. And I'm warning you, that they don't taste horrible, but they don't taste good. But boy, do they kick. Boy, are they strong. So if you like our methylene blue, people are going to love the new ultra methylene blue gummies and limited run of those. So check those out. And the next 2 days, the last 2 days, you get in 100X in the sweepstakes to win the two super off-road vehicles, the amazing Hummer, and, of course, the Raptor. So be sure and take advantage of all of that. But, again, we cannot do any of this without you. Oh, every order, while supplies last, they're about to run out, gets a free InfoWars commemorative dog coin. Or dog tag, dog coin. So it's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. And I don't own that. Bigley owns that. They own the Alex Jones Network. That's how we stay on the air. So it's so critical that you support the broadcast. More than 50 amazing supplements, the very best methylene blue, methylene red, that's proprietary. Cooking beef tallow, the highest quality. We have the bovine colostrum, private label, the top brand. So good for your nails, your skin, your heart, your whole body. People are blown away that take this. Particularly your hair. For women, you should all be on it. It's all at thealexjonesstore.com. And I've asked Bigley a few times to do this. They're normally very responsive. I need to call them and ask why, but we need to put a fundraiser donate button up at the top because we've got enough funds to launch the network and bring a few of the hosts back, but I need to hire a bunch more crew. I'll get reporters back on the ground, and I want to start firing up more shows. And we've got to finish up on the studio. And we've already built one studio, and then we've got another one partially built, and I was meeting with the set designers today. They can put it together in like a month. So I'm meeting with them again as soon as I'm off air. So I'm a busy beaver. That's another reason I only prepared 30 minutes today, which is shameful, usually hours and hours. And that's because I'm meeting with the engineers, architects, set designers, pulling the trigger on that final stuff. And because, the wiring and stuff is put into the building, but we got to add the final things. And it's going to be bigger and better than this. The left thinks they beat me, and they can piss up a rope.
Coming up in just the next month or so, it looks like this is finally it. They're finally going to be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors. And that term and that name lives forever. The InfoWar lives forever. In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself as InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a whole bunch of new hats that are limited edition that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts. This is the all-time bestseller, navy blue with red InfoWars on it, and adding on the shoulder 1776. These are historic shirts, and they're symbols of your support and you're being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. This is personally one of my favorite shirts in the new line. Now here's the classic InfoWars logo on a white shirt. Never done black on white. Seems like we should have. Looks great. Got the 1776 on the shoulder. You are literally funding and supporting and wearing your uniform in the fight to defeat the globalists. InfoWars is 28 years old. America's 250. And look at the back of this clean shirt. USA 250, 1776 forever. Semi-quintennial, that means 250, baby. America's birthday with badass hats as well. And then, of course, we've got the new limited edition, America at 250 years old. And the back of these shirts are amazing Americana. And I designed this, the Betsy Ross flag with 250 on it. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com.
I'm back because I forgot one point that I want to be very clear about. This is a fundraiser. We need funds to continue on and the new operation. It's urgent. These are historic shirts. You've taken the InfoWar this far. Please take action now. For those of you who've been on the fence over body thing, thealexjonesstore.com, but have shared links and things, I appreciate you. But come on, folks. We're the tip of the spear. We need you. We need your support. You're the tip of the spear. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.